or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Well, my guest this morning is Christy McLaughlin, who's the wife of one of my oldest friends, and it's good to have you with us this morning, Christy.
Thank you.
What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to be talking about our newest film, Dreamer, which is based on the biblical character of Joseph.
All right. Well, you tell us about it.
Well, this movie is actually in pre-production. Last year we produced a film called A Long Way Off, which was a modern-day rendition of the prodigal son story. And as we were getting started on that one, I thought just how amazing it would be to try to bring the Joseph story into modern times. So this year, that's what we're working on. And the Joseph story, we stick as closely as we possibly can to the actual biblical account of what really happened with Joseph, where, you know, he was his father's favorite, and his brothers really hated him, despised him, and they set out to kill him, but they decided to sell him into slavery, which they did. And, of course, Joseph ended up in another country and ended up being the second guy only to Pharaoh, to the leader of the country. And so we've taken that story and actually brought it into modern times as closely as we possibly could to the Bible story. And the reason that we've done these two stories this way, and hopefully we'll do more, is because a lot of times, you know, we read the Bible and you picture the story, say the prodigal son story. That's a fairly simple story, and, you know, you picture the son asking for his inheritance and the father giving it to him and son going off to the city, but you picture him, you know, in their robes and sandals and kind of historically speaking. And so my question is always, well, what does that mean for us? You know, how does that affect me? What do these principles mean in our lives in today's society? Because clearly they carry over. And so that's what we're trying to really incorporate, are the principles, so that people can look and say, oh, wow, that's me. Or, you know, I have a prodigal that I'm praying to come back home. I need to keep watching and praying and, you know, trusting that God is going to bring him back. And the Joseph story is just obviously just a tremendous story with so many underlying principles.
Well, Chris, I think it's wonderful that you're doing this. We need Christian films today. I mean, certainly the message of the Bible, if it were being practiced today, would have stopped all the progressive degeneration of our society. And America is an immoral society today because we've turned our back on biblical teachings. And unfortunately, so much of what's going on in the way of the media today is aimed at destroying the moral fabric of our society. When they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and mention of Christmas and Easter out of our schools, this was intended to destroy the moral fabric. And so, really, certainly Christian films and those of you putting together Christian films are trying to counter that, aren't you?
We are trying to counter it. And, you know, I've heard some people say, well, let's take back Hollywood. And I'll say, I've never known that Hollywood has ever been a really Christian moral environment. And so you're right. It's just more of a countering and offering something where instead of going into a movie, you know, and coming out actually, you know, sliding backwards in the spiritual sense or in the moral sense, this time, you know, you can go in. Now, you might not even know that it's a Christian film. If you don't know the Bible stories themselves, you probably wouldn't know that these are Christian films per se, or that they're Bible stories, because they're just as relevant today as they were back then. But yeah, right now, there's virtually nothing worthwhile, in my husband and I's opinion anyway, to actually go see at the theaters. It's very rare when we can say, oh, we'd really like to go see a movie, and we begin reading all the reviews, and we actually find one that would be an edifying movie.
Well, basically, of course, we've changed everything. Everything has changed today now with the DVD, where people can actually get these and watch them in the privacy of their own home, and really for very little more than they would if they were to take the family to a motion picture theater. Take four people to the motion picture, why, you can have the DVD, and you can have that permanently in your home. And really, it's rather exciting to see the number of excellent Christian motion pictures that there actually are out there. We don't hear about it through the regular media, but of course, if you follow this industry, it's growing, and I think it's prospering, isn't it?
It is growing and prospering, and I think it's fun. We've done some networking. We're in North Carolina, and we've kind of spoken with some other Christian film producers around here who are making some films that aren't out yet. One is called Adrenaline, which is about a racing guy, I think, who's in a wheelchair. And there's another one. One of the films Jerry and I really liked was The Ultimate Gift. And their producers are coming out with another film, which is a prequel to that, called The Ultimate Life. I'm not sure when those are coming out, but I know that there are people who really are aspiring to make these types of films. I think the challenge is that because they're not coming from the larger movie houses, but, they have huge budgets. They can produce virtually anything they want. But they don't, obviously, they're not having the same heart as some of the smaller independent filmmakers. So the challenge is that people are, independents like us trying to raise the funds and, pull the crews together. And I think one of the other challenges is just on the lower budget, because we're talking about, a $1.5 million budget and less, versus some of the summer blockbusters that are coming out with $100 to $400 million budgets. So you've got to have a storyline and actors and, phenomenal cinematography to be able to carry these through. But I think it's time that we start competing in a way. I mean, I don't like to say competing, but you are kind of competing against what's already out there. And it's time for us to raise the bar a little bit, because up until now, for most Christian films, they're suitable for Christians. But people who are seekers wouldn't necessarily go and see them, because they're a little bit too preachy, and frequently they just have poor film quality.
Well, now, how are you getting them out? Are you putting them out, trying to get them out through theaters? You try to primarily get them out through DVD. And we'll be back in just a moment with Christy McLaughlin, exploring Christian filming to take. Important means of beginning to try to take America back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American News Network, and our guest this morning is Chris McLaughlin, who is in the filmmaking business and basically trying to get Christian films out across America to really change the attitude of people. And basically, we have a real problem in America because America has abandoned God officially. In fact, if you are certainly a military chaplain today, you can't even pray in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're a military commander, why you cannot lead your men in prayer? And, of course, the military is turned against God. Our teachers certainly are not allowed to mention God or Jesus Christ or Christianity. Even the words are certainly outlawed in our schools. Little wonder, then, that America is on the decline. And no nation that's ever turned against God has ever survived. And believe me, the people who control America today have an intense hatred of God. Well, basically now, Christy, how are you getting these films out? In other words, are you putting them out in theaters? Are you getting them out by DVD? How are you disseminating them? How are you even letting people know that the films exist?
Well, A Long Way Off is just finishing up its post-production. And so that's actually scheduled to go to the theaters in September of 2013. And I think there is a strong network of, say, Christian distributors and filmmakers and such. And so we're working with some of them to be able to distribute that to theaters and hoping that we can draw a big crowd. As you know, we have a little bit of a benefit in that my husband owns a publicity firm, and so we're hoping that we can tap into that a little bit, because we've seen some other Christian films come out, and they're really fantastic, but it's expensive. I mean, I'm not sure if you've read anything recently, but the marketing dollars that the larger film houses are putting in are pretty much equal to their production budget. So if they make a $100 million movie, they're going to put $100 million into the marketing, and obviously smaller, you know, independent filmmakers can't compete with that. So we're more grassroots. You know, Sherwood Pictures, who did Courageous and Fireproof and Facing the Giants, they did use Sony, but I think that they did a huge, just grassroots effort. They called the churches, they got involved, and for Dreamer, actually, one of the things that we're doing, because we're actually in pre-production for Dreamer. We're hoping to film Dreamer from mid-September to mid-October of this year. And we are still working on collecting the rest of our team. We've got a fantastic screenwriter. We've got a fantastic script and a really nice team put together. We're still raising some funds. And we have ways for churches to get involved. And they will get free church screenings that they can use either for a family movie night or an outreach for spreading the word about the Dreamer film. So if you go to our website, www.dreamer2014.com, you can click on the button there right in the top center and find out different ways that you can get involved, or you can go to the contact and contact me, and I can let, you know, any individuals, churches, groups, organizations actually participate in the making of the film, which is really a lot of fun.
Well, basically, do you want to get your telephone number out or your web page or how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, the easiest way to get in touch with us is to go to Dreamer, that's DREAMER2014.com, just Dreamer2014.com. And like I said, there's a contact page where you can just send us an email. If you're a church leader and you want to be able to get involved and you want to know how, send us a quick email and we'll let you know. But I think it's a great thing. You know, God calls us to make disciples of all the nations and also to think on things that are pure and lovely and upright and wholesome. And, you know, it's easy to say, But if you're looking for a niche of, you know, well, how can I actually help with this? Helping by, you know, asking a Christian filmmaker, what can I do for you? You know, can I spread the word about your film? What can I do to support you? Is a really fantastic way to get these films out. And, you know, they really are great to show, and I know that a lot of people would probably say this, or it's their hope about their film, to be able to show it to people who are really seeking and have it actually make an impact. We believe that our films actually are really phenomenal for those who already have a strong walk with God, because it really brings you back to very in-depth principles. But for those who are seeking, you really see the Father's love. And to me, you know, that's just the story of the Bible, is the Father's love. And how do we come to the Father, and why do we come to the Father? Because he ran to us. And so churches are so easily able to use these films, and we offer that actually for free in exchange for them spreading the word.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Christy, the number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But how can people get in touch with you? What about the website? Is there a telephone number? Anything of that sort?
Sure. They can call at 919-800-8017. That's 919-800-8017. Or go to our website, www.dreamer2014.com.
Oh, you have to always give the telephone number twice, because people never get it the first time. No, go ahead and give it a second time.
Oh, sir, 919-800-8017.
What are we talking about, finance, to put out a full-length movie?
What was that? How much does it cost?
What does it cost to put out a full-length movie today?
Well, it depends. And we've actually been blessed by people actually being willing to work for us, even though we're a lower-budget film. You could spend, I could just tell you from what we've seen and what we've done, some people are putting out films for $350,000. It's really tough, really, really, really tough to put out a quality film on that budget. I think that a lot of smaller filmmakers are going anywhere from $500,000 to about $1.5 million. And the reason that they do that is not only because it's difficult to actually raise the funds, but which isn't really a lot of money in the whole scheme of things, but, you know, the fact is you still have to raise it, but also because they need to be able to earn that money back. So let's say that they can manage to raise $3, 4, 5 million. Then they still have to put the money in for marketing, and they still have to earn that money back. But I wanted to say that, you know, there are a lot of actors and the cast and crew and all kinds of people who, if they read your script and like it, they're willing to work for a little bit less. Or, you know, you may just have a relationship with somebody. And so I'll say, for A Long Way Off, we had a really fun cast. We had Robert Davi, who was in Die Hard and Goonies and Licensed to Kill. He kind of played the bad guy. And we had Edie McClurg. I don't know if you remember her, kind of a sassy, redheaded older lady from Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles and hundreds of other parts. We had John Deal, who played the father, who is in Escape from New York and The Client and A Time to Kill. And we had Jason Burkey, who was the lead from October Baby. And he actually played our prodigal. And so I can't release what our budget was, but it was a lower budget. And these guys were just phenomenal. And between that and the excellent directing and the fantastic crew that our director was able to pull together, it's just a phenomenal story and movie.
Well, now, is the film available today, The Prodigal?
Not yet. That is one that will be released in September, theatrically. And then in November, it should be released on DVD.
All right, fine. But it's getting it out into theaters. This is the biggest problem. Do you have companies that can actually get to the theaters and get them to carry it?
We do. We're actually talking with several distributors at this point in time. We're not sure who we're going to go with. There's always a challenge because smaller distributors don't always do a theatrical release. And so a lot of the grunt work you end up doing yourself. The larger companies will take films like this, I think, if they're good. But they have a tendency to keep virtually all the profits. And so if you want to continue making films, Christian films, sometimes it's almost better to go with a smaller company so that you can at least keep the profits so that you can produce the next film.
Okay, because getting the film seen, this is the important thing. And then, of course, basically, so many of the Christian films that we've seen them on DVD in the privacy of our living room. And but I'm not even sure how you advertise. How do you effectively advertise a DVD to the Christian community?
Well, I think one of the ways is through the, can't think of the word, the places that we go, like Movie Guide, Plugged In, the movie screeners. So if you can get it out to movie screeners, Christian blogs, advertising, and word of mouth through churches, I think still for Christian films is one of the best methods. And also word of mouth. I mean, I would just ask anybody who's listening to tell your friends, go to dreamer2014.com and check it out. And if you click there on the Kickstarter button, you'll see all the many different ways that you can get involved through purchasing T-shirts or videos or a day on set or an associate producer position even. There's all kinds of ways that you can actually support. And, many things these days are traveling through viral marketing, social media.
What sort of response are you getting from the churches? Are the churches really helping you get these films out? Because, of course, the storyline in the films, will have an impact upon people's lives. Will have, certainly for the Christian, draw them closer to our Lord, and for the non-Christian, hopefully open them up at least to be willing to explore the claims of Christianity. What sort of response are you getting from the churches, and how do you reach the ministers and get them to support you?
Well, that's a tough question. A long way off, we did a lot of just open publicity in the beginning, and then we stopped, for the lull, because it's been in production, post-production. And so we haven't started our big campaign, which should start in about a month. So we should know at that point what type of response that we get. We started earlier with Dreamer because, like I said, we're still raising the funds, and we believe that it's important for people to hear about it a little bit earlier. And we actually, one of the things that we're doing locally is I've got a really good friend who is a worship leader, and he's actually pulling together some of the worship pastors and seeing if they will get involved. So we're kind of at the beginning stages of contacting the churches. Now, I do know that other companies who have produced Christian films have contacted churches, and they've gotten quite a good response. I know that churches these days seem to be really busy, and they have a lot of their own agendas. And from our perspective, what we say is we haven't been successful in reaching the world through politics. I mean, we try, and there's the, and we need to keep going, but we haven't been successful in changing the hearts of, each and every individual in the country. And we haven't been successful from the pulpits alone. People reside in entertainment and social media and films and television. I mean, how much time do people spend just looking to escape or looking for entertainment? And so we are actually encouraging the churches to use the modality that most Americans, Christians and non-Christians alike, are actively involved in any given time, which would be entertainment.
Well, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful means of reaching people. And how do you get people concerned? How do you suddenly focus their attention on the biblical stories? Certainly, if America would return to God, I believe that America will survive. But I don't see that happening, and this is why I'm so encouraged that you and others are on the front line actually creating Christian films. Our number, if you're out there in the listening audience, is 877-254-6. 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a thought, if you have a question, why, give us a call. And of course, our guest this morning, Christy McLaughlin. We're talking about her films. And Christy knew she put out The Prodigal Son. The new one, The Dreamer. And we'll be back. Give us a call if you have a question. I think this.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Christy McLaughlin. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And there have been a number of excellent Christian movies that have come out. But, of course, they're sort of in the background. You never see them talked about on national television because you have to understand the media is controlled. And it is controlled by people with an intense hatred of Christianity who are doing everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society. They're doing a great job. On the other hand, there are small groups of Christians putting together these films, getting them out. My wife has picked them up, reads about them in Christian magazines, and, of course, gets them. And, of course, one film leads to another. But Christy has put out a film on the prodigal, and she's doing that at the present time. But basically, she has The Dreamer. She has all sorts of movies out there trying to get people to focus again on the moral foundation, which once, of course, made America the envy of the world. We were the greatest nation in the world, but now today, why, of course, we're becoming the greatest debtor nation in the world. And we are leading the world in pornography and dissemination of filth and moral degradation. America has become a center of evil rather than of good. And certainly movies are one way we could begin, hopefully, to refocus the attention of our people back on what is good and what is noble and what is righteous. Christy, how did you get your background in film and film production?
Well, actually, this is Jerry, Stan. Christy morphed into me. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Well, you go ahead and pick up the story then.
Well, actually, my wife is 7 months pregnant, and this is our ninth child, so she's got some challenges here just taking care of the home front. And when I found out she was on with you, I said, hey, I could do the last half of the show. Stan won't mind.
No, you go right ahead.
Well, Christy's background in filmmaking is only really the prior film we did, A Long Way Off, and that's at alongwayoffthemovie.com, where we had Robert Davi from Die Hard and Goonies and James Bond and so forth he's been in. We also had Edie McClurg in that from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which wasn't a great film, but, I mean, it was a famous film, and Trains, Planes, Automobiles with Steve Martin and so forth. So she had a lot of experience working with those stars. She had me raise the money for her first film, and it was a miracle of God how it worked. A lot of long stories and close calls. We almost didn't finish it, but it all turned out all well in the end, and it's really great. Scheduled for a September release. Now, the second movie, she got a lot of experience in her belt now, Dreamer, so she's a full-fledged producer on this one. Last time, she was just an executive producer, which is not as high as a producer. Most people think the word executive makes it higher. All it means is they toss some money into the film, or they're the husband, something like that. But she's a real bona fide producer this time. And this go-around, she's doing something instead of taking place, in Egypt or with pharaohs and all that stuff. There will actually be the president of the United States will be using the dreamer, Joseph, for his right-hand man after Joseph successfully interpreted his dream and so forth. So it's really cool to see modern-day things. Now, what's different about this, Stan, is instead of being just a feel-good movie or an inspirational movie and all that, this actually has hardcore political, conservative, pro-constitutional plot lines in it. For instance, it utilizes the private sector in saving some of the grain in the world, and it's not a corrupt government thing. It's actually a wonderful marriage of limited government and the private sector. It shows so many things in there, too, about freedom, the Constitution, and so forth. So what we're really doing is we're showing a movie that's kind of the inverse of the typical one out there. Typically, we only have a bunch of liberal movies to pick from, and you decide, well, this one's not as bad as the other, and we get all that liberal indoctrination in it. With this, we're giving all the conservative truths throughout it. So even liberals can enjoy the movie. They might have to hold their nose during parts of it, but they'll still like the movie overall. So slowly but surely, we hope to take back the culture if we and others inspired by this movie will go and do the same thing and start making movies.
And, of course, not only making movies, we've got to get people to watch those movies, and that's the important thing. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a thought on this, give us a call, 877-254-7524. And, of course, this is Jerry McLaughlin, who I've known for many years. He does public relations, actually gets various stations to carry programs on, speakers, writers, people who have something that they want to get put out. Why, Jerry's the one who lines up the radio stations where they can get their message out. Of course, radio is an excellent method of reaching people, but a motion picture gets an emotional response from individuals, and that's why movies are really such an important vehicle for reaching the public. And certainly I'm encouraged and thrilled that Christie's in the process of putting together another picture. And how can people see the picture she's already has out, or is that one actually released, the one that's completed now?
We have a lot of information on the first film at our Dreamer2014.com site. That's Dreamer, Dreamer2014.com. It has some scenes from our last film, some information on that. But the actual theatrical release of that first film, A Long Way Off, the modern-day prodigal son film set to modern times, will be around September of 2013. So you'll be hearing more about it around August. But if you want a sneak preview of it, you go to Dreamer2014.com, and you can see information on that.
Now, are you going to be able to get this into major theaters across America? What sort of luck are you having with that?
Yes, there's about 300 or 400 theaters across the country that have used other films we promoted in the past, like Left Behind and other Christian films. But to have a wider release, like 2,000 films, 3,000 theaters, rather, then you have to go through somebody like Sony Pictures or Paramount or whatever. We're going to be negotiating with them. We already have distribution lined up for approximately 300 theatrical screens. Whether we go the big route with somebody else, it's a little complicated, but the bottom line is when you do that, you give them everything. And we actually have a more profitable film going to 300 theaters than we do going to 3,000 theaters. It's just beyond the scope of this interview to explain why, but it's just kind of, it's called Hollywood accounting. We'll just leave it at that. But yes, it should make the screen. So somebody that would normally would have to go maybe 5 miles to the theater to see it, they might have to go 20 miles to the theater to see this one. So that's kind of the trade-off. It will be available or should be available in just about all major markets, though.
And it will be then, how soon after that will it be available on DVD?
That's a good question. Around Thanksgiving, just in time for that secularized holiday season.
Well, it used to be thanks to God. No longer is that thanks to God. Now it's more thanks to the turkey or something. But certainly they've done everything they could to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, because they knew if they could destroy the Christian foundation of this country, or they could destroy the nation. After all, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Take the Spirit of the Lord out, and you will have moral anarchy and depravity, and that, of course, is the tragedy of what's unfolding in America today.
Amen.
Well, basically, I think it's a great idea. Jerry, I'm glad that you and your wife are involved in this, but do you have difficulty raising the funds? Well, we'll be back in a moment. If you're out there in the listening audience, don't hesitate to call us, 877-254-7524. We'll be back in just a moment. Love to hear from you. If you have a question,
should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets, and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning, well, was Christy McLaughlin. Now it's Jerry McLaughlin, her husband. And Jerry's been my friend for a good many years. And we're certainly talking about the effort to reach the public through Christian films. And basically, you know, we are what we watch. And basically, movies have a profound impact upon people. And, of course, they can have an uplifting goal, or they can be intent upon creating depravity and changing our outlook. And so it's perfectly all right to have extramarital affairs. It's perfectly all right, to have no or loose moral standards. And they've sold this idea to so many of our people that this is the way the world is, and it's not really the way the world is. In most societies, why there is certainly fidelity between a husband and his wife, it is simply that they've created such a tragedy, moral tragedy in America, that today over 50% of our marriages end in divorce, and they're effectively destroying the fabric of our nation. Not happening by accident, but by intent. There really are evil and wicked people out there. And if we hope to take America back, we've got to change the perspective of our citizens. And motion picture is a wonderful, wonderful way to do that. Well, if you have a question, comment, thought, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. But, Jerry, how do you raise the funds for a major program like this? Because certainly this, you know, $1 million may not be a lot of money to somebody in Hollywood, but it's a lot of money to people out there, average people like us who are trying to put together a film to change the course of our society. How do you raise the funds for something like this?
Well, actually, for this film, we're doing it a different way, and it's a way that people listening could actually raise funds for their own projects. It's called Kickstarter, kickstarter.com. You've probably heard of it. I'm sure some of the listeners have heard about it. It's called crowdsourcing or crowdfunding. You go to a page and you look up a project you want to fund. You look at two or three, you decide which one looks the best, and you donate anywhere from a dollar on up. We've got at our page, it's simply the direct page to Kickstarter. Our Kickstarter page is actually called tinyurl, tinyurl.com/dreamer2014. And if you go there, it goes directly to our Kickstarter page. The one I gave in the last, before the last break, was our main website, but either one will eventually get you there. You can always click on the Kickstarter logo, and you go there and you click the dollar. You don't even have to pay the dollar until the whole amount is raised. In this particular film, half the money is being raised through Kickstarter. If we fall one penny short of the goal, not one penny of it is taken from anybody. So a lot of people get brave, say, hey, I'll go up for an associate producer position for $1,000 or whatever, and I'll see my name in the credits. Because they know that if we don't raise the money, then they don't get charged anything at all. It's just a pledge, basically, kind of like a fundraiser, like a telethon, so to speak. So that vehicle we're using this time for half the film. The other half is our normal donor group that we had certain people that support our last film, like Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. He was one of the investors, and we had other well-known names. My Neighbor in Need was a group that supported us for a good chunk of change. They basically work with homeless shelters and stuff like that. So we simply made the homeless shelter My Neighbor in Need instead of a generic homeless shelter. Instead of a generic gun shop, we made it Larry's Gun Shop for Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And this time, instead of having the same actors we had last time, we're actually having a new flock. And I know right now they're working with the Leave It to Beaver people. You haven't seen Beaver Cleaver in a film in a long time, or Wally, his big brother. But watch our film. We may very well, it's not final yet, but we may very well have one or both of them in our film. And the same thing, I know we're trying to get the Karate Kid, Ralph Macchiato, who is well-known for the Karate Kid. He's older now, and he's able to play a different role. So we're taking some actors and actresses that haven't been seen for a while, but were universally loved, like the Karate Kid. I mean, people have good fond memories with that. The underdog wins in the end against the bully, that sort of thing. So we're having fun with it. It's not only a good movie, but we're trying to get decent people involved with it as well. Last film, we had Courageous and Fireproof. You know, people made that. We had some of the actors from Courageous, like Robert Amaya Jr., who played the accidental hero in the thing. He played Javier. He's just stumbling across the job, and they thought he was somebody else. He happened to have the same name, and providentially he got the job, and he became friends with the lead of the story, et cetera, for anybody who saw that. It's a wonderful movie. He did a great job in our last film, too. So we are very open to getting extras as well. If anybody wants to be in a film, maybe a small speaking part, or at least just be seated in the crowd. We used 300 extras last time, gave them the big movie break, and we will be doing so again when we film approximately fall of this year for Dreamer.
All right. Well, certainly making a motion picture would be an exciting thing to do, but more important, it's going to begin to reach the American people. We need to certainly counter the demonic effect of so much of what goes on in Hollywood, which is intent and certainly in destroying the moral fabric of our society. There really are people who want to destroy the moral fabric because they realize where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and they don't want liberty. They want a tyrannical society, an amoral, immoral society that they can control. And basically, they've done a pretty good job of that, haven't they, Jerry?
Well, yes, but if you think about the movie Dreamer, and it's basically a modern-day Joseph, a man with a coat of many colors, it was no different in Egypt. Egypt was a totalitarian regime with a pharaoh ruling with an iron fist. Well, enter God. All of a sudden, he didn't get his way completely, you see. In the same thing like the Ten Commandments and other movies, you see that God sovereignly enters the scene. And we're trying to portray that again today, that even though the New World Order, people behind the scenes and so forth that pull the strings, there's certain things they can't totally control. Like you've got a harp and things like that can control weather to some degree. But if God himself all of a sudden has a seven-year drought, like we depict in this movie there, it kind of throws a globalist aside because they don't really understand what's going on. They can't control that. They can't stop that drought. If it's ordained to be for 7 years by God, they have no say in the matter. And it's kind of fun with this movie to be able to thwart the bad guys and show what could happen. And in real life, things like this can happen. All we really have to do is repent of our wicked ways, and God can heal our land. I mean, we have to turn from our sins. We have to have repentance.
Jerry, we're running out of time. Get your web page out one more time.
Okay, the main web page for the movie Dreamer that also has scenes from our last movie is Dreamer2014.com.
Dreamer2014.com. Jerry, thanks very much. Give my best to your wife.
A pleasure.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
And back here at American Freedom Network, and I enjoyed our conversation with Christy and then with Jerry McLaughlin. Both of us, certainly Jerry's been my friend for many years. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to get people to understand there is an organized effort to destroy this country. It is coordinated through a number of organizations, but of course, right now, Council on Foreign Relations or the other Trilateral Commission, they're working behind the scenes and working very effectively to undermine what was once the land of the free, the home of the brave, and merge us into a one-world government, certainly with a one-world religion, and that is not Christianity. And there's an organized effort to destroy Christianity today, and of course they've infiltrated our schools, they've infiltrated our universities, yes, and they've even infiltrated our churches. You can help us, if you'd like to, by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, well, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our books. You can get the various products we utilize, which are used to pay for the radio time we have. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And we do reach people all across America, indeed all across the world, with an understanding of the fact that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being carried out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is primarily a cultural battlefield. So again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you. Of course, you can get the various books that we've written there. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is seminal to understanding what's going on. And if you want to understand how this fits into the big picture, we carry books by Professor Carol Quigley, who is now deceased, but his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, gives you the background of the formation of the Council on Foreign Relations, which was America's invisible government up until about 1972, when, of course, a book came out called the Conspiracy Exposing the CFR. And so they formed a new front organization, the one which controls America today. It's called the Trilateral Commission. And between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of that organization, and they used their power to mold American foreign and domestic policy, moving us towards this one-world government, and to destroy the moral fabric of our society, because these people have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible, because they worship a different God. And until you understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces, nothing makes sense. You can learn more by going to our website, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get our books there. You can get our DVDs. You can get our videos. Certainly, you can get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us to disseminate the information that's going to be necessary if America is to survive as a free nation. Because you must understand that these people, who a small group of wealthy and powerful people, control both political parties, make mockery of our electoral process. You want to know more? 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19.